All right, I'm going to slide this down, put my voice up there a little bit more for you. Yes, I do have Joe Biggs is now in the house, a.k.a. Furnace Woods. And they're going to be our special guests for today's... Ooh, catch my breath. Special artist edition for Sax Scene today. As soon as they tune up their guitar, they'll be in here momentarily. But in the meantime... You are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Freeform radio for Northern California and wherever you may find yourself sitting today, tuning in and listening to my voice. Welcome to Sax Scene Artist Edition. For the next 20-ish minutes or so, we're going to find out who they are. We will showcase a couple of their songs so you can hear what they sound like, and we will talk about where they are playing as part of the Sax Scene. But before we start our conversation with Joe Biggs of Furnace Woods, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, Joe will be in the studio momentarily. But in the meantime, let's hear a little bit more from Tumble and their song Nuthatch. And I'll be back shortly. All right, I am back. I'm going to slide that down so I'm not yelling at you like I'm in a bar. Yeah, that's a thing. Some kid came up and asked if he could have a conversation with me the other night, and I'm all like, sure, yeah, let's have a conversation. But the music was loud. I felt like I was yelling. Then after a while, my ears were shutting down, put my ear protection back in, and that individual might have taken that as a sign to depart because we were just sharing the space then, and I felt really bad, and I might have done that person a disservice in cutting off a connection. So next time I see you at a KDVS event, I will come up and I will chat with you, young man. Okay, here we are, Studio B, Joe Biggs, right?
Briggs.
Oh, there's an R. Okay, thank you. Joe Briggs, who has work out there by Furnace Woods. You want to give a quick introduction of yourself as I swing the mic around? Yes, people, our mic two is out, so we are all using mic one today.
Hey, yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yes, closer.
How's that?
Yeah, that's
all right. Yeah, it's a new project. It's called Furnace Woods, based out of Sac, and excited to be here with you today.
Very cool. And how new is this project?
New for we're doing it. No, it's great. Yeah, new in terms of anything being released. Put out the first couple of songs just I think 3 months ago in late September.
Yes.
And
yes,
so
yes.
I've been working on this for a couple of years, and so not new for me, but
yeah.
New for me being comfortable sharing these songs with anybody but me. So new.
So they're new to me. Because this is the first time you're sharing them, but you've been playing them for a while. Did you have another project prior to doing the Furnace Woods?
Yeah, so primarily in like punk and hardcore bands throughout Sacramento.
Yeah.
For off and on for the last like 10 years.
Yeah.
And so none of note. But
oh, come on, there's got to be at least one. Why don't you just toss out some names so maybe it of note to somebody?
Yeah, I played the band that was most active in the area was called Hatteras. And it was like a hardcore band. And
uh-huh.
So a lot of the friends I have to include
yeah.
who these songs were recorded with came right. from just playing shows with
oh, cool.
people in the area.
All
and
right.
so, yeah.
Do you want to start with a recording of your new songs, or do you want to play one acoustically first? Which way do you want to go?
Let's start with the recording
okay.
of the song Sparrow.
Sparrow, okay, one moment here. You know, why don't you give a little bit of history to that while I get it all queued up?
Absolutely. Yeah, so this song, I was...
Get off your camera.
No worries. Do you listen to the band Soccer Mommy? Okay, so I was trying to learn the song Still Clean on guitar by Soccer Mommy. And I'm not like a... She's in the woman who plays guitar in that band is phenomenal. I'm an okay guitarist, but the vocal melody ended up starting with me humming along with that, and then it ended up turning into something that would become this song. And so they are sonically, if you listen to them side by side, they're not at all similar, but me trying to noodle around with that song that my Spotify Wrapped tells me that I love
very cool.
got me here. So yeah, so this is Sparrow off our first release.
Okay, this is Sparrow. So the first release, it comes out as a single, and it goes Pocket/Sparrow single, but it's two songs on this very, I guess, an A and a B.
It is.
Okay. All right. I've got that all queued up in the deck right now, and let's get that going for us. Here we go.
Hold a breath in. Start counting seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I miss my exit. I'll let out the breath down on the 99. Anticipation. Sometimes the waiting is the hardest part. I overthink then. Control my breathing, then it all. Managing, but panic comes in waves. I don't think I know how to explain, and I talk too much now anyways. But when I'm in it, then I'm in it. Then in a minute I'm alright. In the next I will turn to a friend and tell them I have always been fine. Of every clear thought through a clouded mind. The repetition and how I seek out faults I predefine. I contradict myself with every time I say. I don't let this define me, the find. I keep changing my plans anyways. But when I'm in it, then I'm in it. Then in a minute, I'm alright. In the next, I will turn to a friend and tell them I have always been fine. I see a reflection, somehow different, but mine still. While passing all these rooftops in places where there once were hills, I could use a distraction, basically hiding, but it helps. Cause if I give this a name, it makes it all real.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I was like, my fingers are flying to the wrong faders and keys and everything. So, but we're back. We're here. That song is called Sparrow by Furnace Woods, who is the composer behind that is Joe Briggs. And that is off of a two-single release that is out there not now, just called Pocket/Sparrow. And it's all FCC clean, which is great. Thank you very much for doing that.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
That so much that I didn't have to edit any of that. So that's perfect. It's now checked into our library here. We're about already halfway through. Joe, what song would you like to play?
Yeah, so it's Pocket and Sparrow.
Okay, here we go.
Say it's Pocket and Sparrow. The other song on this release is called Pocket. And so that'll be the next one up.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Let me take this down, and you can go anytime you are ready.
Do we have audio?
We have audio.
All right.
Just built it out there.
Let's do it.
Okay.
talking? Is it autumn relieved when you're sure? It becomes obvious I'm not, which saves you wanting to dig your heels in more. You said everything you wanted to say. You stared blankly at the floor when the plan you'd imagined wasn't what had happened. It was hard not to break for the door. Talk in circles now, we'll end up back at the start. If I've been here mistakenly faking it for the sake of it, taking it all you've been making up. All my indecision, impatience, and imprecision that didn't always tend to interrupt. I think I'm nodding at it, constantly not wanting to be in the way. The unsure laughter that comes after is a habit I've learned to fill the space. And I don't know what to say. We'll end up in the same place.
Very nice. You know, that both of these songs I've been listening to on repeat. And I've got to say that really Sparrow is my favorite thus far in listening to this. Just because of that you just tell everybody that you've just been doing okay when you haven't.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I think so many of us do. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a... There's something to be said for that. It's that back and forth of like everything's fine.
I mean, the ebb and flows, right?
Yeah, but and it's such like, at least for me, it's the thing to do. It's like, oh no, it's good. Everything's good, and just the I don't know why that's there, but there's that that temptation to put that out there, to put up that front, I guess.
I wouldn't say it's a facade, but just that. That happy face,
sure.
Just so you know, people think things are cool because you know it's hard having those conversations when you're vulnerable,
sure.
And how people are going to react to those.
Yeah, that's true. So. And even the sometimes it's hard to at least personally admit that to myself. When I'm like, oh, this,
I'm there with you.
I'm going through this.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
And sometimes that's constructive, and sometimes that's okay. And,
And other times you don't find it constructive or okay.
I think there's like especially these two songs lyrically. It's like there is, at least for me, there's a time and a place to dig into those thoughts, and there's a time to. I just naturally, as a person, tend to spiral in that thinking, and there are times that that's a really constructive thing, and like it's. It's helpful, and I come out having learned something about myself or a friend or something. And then there's other times where I realize that it's not a positive space, and I think I'm getting better at. And I think Sparrow is a song where like I think I'm getting better at telling the difference between the two, and knowing when to walk away when it's no longer serving me.
Sure, so. Sure. Yeah, it's hard finding those boundaries.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
You've got some shows coming up.
I have I don't even really have a band. Like I don't.
What?
Yeah. Like so. I kinda. So.
But you've got this new release.
We've got a new release. Yeah. So this is out there. Recorded an EP in October.
Yeah.
I think. With Josh Unit, who is phenomenal. If anyone's looking to record in the Greater Sacramento area.
Yeah.
He's
phenomenal, great to work with.
Yes.
So we have these songs that are done, or I have these songs that are done.
Right.
I have another EP that's just in the process of getting mixed right now.
Oh, very cool. When are you expecting that to be released?
The full thing probably spring.
Okay.
And then
just around the corner.
Just around the corner, yeah. And I think the first song off of it will be out next month. And so I'm excited for that. I'm excited for those songs.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've got a couple friends who are like, hey, we should do something with
just
this.
Be a band and go out there and play. How can people stay up with your antics both on the wires and in the weeds in the meantime?
Yeah, so we're online just at Furnace Woods CA.
At Furnace Woods CA, one word if you're in Instagram.
That's the only place I'm at right
now.
That's
the only place you're at.
I'm really bad at social media. I don't do personal social media at all. And so that's the one thing we got going right now.
And you're streaming.
Streaming anywhere you do your streaming.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's
everywhere.
So there's
that one that starts, that one streaming platform that lots of people use. And then you're also, you can be found in iTunes, in the iTunes store.
Can we?
That's where I found you.
Fantastic.
I tried to find you in Bandcamp.
Okay.
I
don't have a Bandcamp. Okay, so I'm curious for the take on Bandcamp because I think Bandcamp is awesome, but I've never, I don't know. I'd be curious for like listeners if you do do people use Bandcamp for finding new music?
I use Bandcamp for finding new music. I use because I can search for a location.
Got it.
Because you know when people tag themselves as Sacramento or Fresno or Lodi. It's a very easy way of searching just by location, and then you can do by genre as well.
I didn't know the location feature because I've always been on Bandcamp, but I've always been in bands, and I feel like a lot of people who are into local music are people who are in or around bands, and I didn't know about the location feature.
Yeah,
okay,
you can mark it as a location on there as well. You know, Sacramento.
Sure.
I like it because personally, what I've learned is that you get more of the funds from a purchase that is being handled through Bandcamp than you do through other sources.
Got it.
It's much more artist friendly.
Sure.
In my opinion.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I'm not pushing Bandcamp. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I find it much more artist friendly, and it's a great place for me to find music, which then I share with everybody here.
I love it. Well, we have nothing to sell, but we'll be on Bandcamp soon. We'll put the tunes
but
up.
But you are in iTunes, too.
I love it.
And you're on that other streaming service under Furnace Woods. And if you look for Furnace Woods in Instagram, that would be at Furnace Woods CA, all one word. And you've got a link tree there as well, don't you?
There is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it takes you a couple other places.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, wherever you find it.
We've got a couple more minutes before I have to do a transition over. Anything else you want to share? I know this has been really quick, really short.
No, it's all good.
Kind of rushed. We'll work something out for maybe next quarter or the quarter afterwards where you can come in for the Earworms Garden. We'll do like a 45-minute to an hour.
That's awesome. No, cool. Nothing in particular. Yeah,
yeah.
I think – so, again, this just came out in September. I'm just kind of getting plugged into – the Sacramento music scene for the first time in several years, and it seems like it's in a really exciting place.
I think it is.
I've been in and out of it. There's been sometimes I've been a part of it where it's been thriving. There's been other times. I feel like Davis has always had a good like house show scene specifically, but to just the greater Sacramento area seems like it's in a really good place right now for music.
It's,
and so
it's taken a while.
It ebbs and flows, you know.
It ebbs and flows, but then we had those 2 years of not being able to ebb and flow outside of the house, basically.
Yeah.
So
this is
great to see the scene coming back.
A credit to one thing specifically, I keep seeing I think it's KDVS who's putting them on, keep seeing these shows in like parking garages in Davis.
Do tell.
It looks amazing. Like, I don't know.
Oh, it is. No, yeah. Last couple shows have been in the lower structure of the MU parking that is right here. By the tennis courts and the soccer fields.
Got it. Well, whoever's doing those, it's very cool. Like, it's
isn't it?
It's very. So I see things like that. I'm super optimistic.
Oh, yeah,
like, it's super exciting.
It was
to me.
A great show Saturday night.
Awesome.
Yeah. Stepdad Passport. I can't remember the order. Sorry, people.
I think it's Stepdad Passport.
Yeah,
we
Stepdad
got you.
Passport. Yes. They played, and so did Shower Breakfast, and then we had a DJ set from one of our own here.
Okay, credit to Shower Breakfast, by the way.
Yeah.
We had that on just in the car the other day.
Oh, you did?
And yeah, there's a couple of their songs in particular that I wish I knew the names off the top of my head. I could pull it up, but
big
fan.
Let Me Know is one of them, and then I can't remember. They have a brand new one out as well.
I'd like to catch them soon.
Yeah.
So,
All right, yeah, reach out to them.
No doubt.
Yeah. Let's see, anything else you might want to share? You don't have any gigs lined up, but you do have stuff that is out there.
I'm appreciative of anyone who wants to give a listen. There will be new music out starting next month, and it'll be spread throughout the first half of next year.
Okay.
And hopefully, like I said, we got a couple friends who are we're putting these pieces together to to actually get out there, and so
that would be very, very, very cool. Look up KDVS events.
Yeah.
Put your name out there with them.
Sure.
And maybe you can get on one of our underground shows.
I love it.
That'd be cool. I'm going to start wrapping up the show. Thank you, everyone. I'm sorry if any part of that was hard to hearing. We're only working with one mic currently.
So I'd like to thank Joe Briggs for coming into the studio today and sharing his music with us and some of his thoughts while we are still here. We're going to transition into the Earworm's Garden next, where we will have DJ, who goes by the Isle of Stipe. And we will be back shortly. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with The Nuthatch by Tumble. And be back shortly. Thank you for joining me here on KDBS Davis for another episode of Sax Scene. And this time it was a special artist edition. And here we go with a little bit of Nuthatch. Thank you. I've got one public service announcement to run for you before we switch into Saxine. And here it goes.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
All right, that was a quick, short PSA, and it is 9:30. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org, freeform radio for Northern California and beyond, and wherever you are tuned in and listening to this morning. Welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. I'm your host, Muse, and today I am joined by Isle of Stipe, also known as DJ. But before we get into our conversation today and have DJ introduce themselves to us, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, yes, welcome to the Earworm's Garden. And DJ, give a quick intro to yourself. We are sharing the same mic.
Yeah, hi, my name's DJ Stipe. Because I'm not a DJ, I release music and perform as Isle of Stipe. And I play what I like to refer to as self-help rock.
Yeah, okay. And how did you come up with this realization that you're going to do self-help rock? Here, we can all squeeze in on the same side of
sure,
the desk
yeah,
here.
No, I'll get cozy.
Yeah, here we go.
At some point, before I started performing, I just wrote songs for myself. And yeah. It saw me through a lot of struggles, as I think it does a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to figure out how to brand myself. People ask me what genre I am, and
right.
I never know how to answer that.
Uh-huh.
So I just decided to make up a genre. So I coined that term and then realized pretty much, I mean, most music is self-help, right? Like
It can be. You know, there's a lot of vulnerability that people are putting into the words in their music and self-reflection. And I find a lot of that helpful myself because some people are able to say things in such a succinct manner, which I struggle with, as everybody can tell listening to me on the radio. But they put it in such a short phrase that it just resonates so deeply with, at least for myself. And it's like, oh, that puts it into words for me.
Absolutely. There's something really profound about hearing your experience spoken or sang through through another person's perspective.
Right, yeah.
And also, I've had my own songs come back 10, 12 years later, which meant one thing to me when I first wrote them, and all of a sudden they have a new, even more profound.
Oh, that is so cool. Do you have one off the top of the head that you can share with us, at least, in word?
In that vein, yeah. Actually, there's a song I have called Riverbed, which I wrote.
Riverbed? Oh, Riverbed.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Which I wrote in a very desperate time of my life.